Experts say the biggest risk from the haze and smoke from distant wildfires can cause short-term and chronic health problems. Courtney Howard is chair of the Global Climate and Health Alliance.
Wildfire smoke is the toxic products of combustion of whatever burned. So really, if there were trees, it's products of tree combustion. If there were houses, it's products of that. And so really, it's a big, giant, toxic soup of particles and gases. What we measure most often in studies is PM 2.5, so particulate matter less than 2.5 microns. And the reason we keep track of that is that those particles are so small that they go all the way down into people's alveoli, and the teensy tiny ones can cross over into the bloodstream and lead to inflammatory cascades in people's blood. And so that's why the range of health impacts goes all the way from surface level things, so itchy eyes, headaches, coughing, to usually a day or two later in the emergency department, we start to see asthma exacerbations, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease exacerbations, and even heart attacks and cardiac arrest.
Millions of people in the Great Lakes, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic states have had to muddle through days of unhealthy air from wildfires in Minnesota and Canada. Experts say on those days, try to stay inside. If you have central air conditioning, that should clean the air in your home. Experts say make sure filters are replaced on schedule and provide the highest level of filtration your system can handle, filters rated MERV 13 or higher, and close any vents that pull air from outside. For portable air filters, look for a HEPA air filter or one that says it traps small particles of pollution. Luke Montrose is an environmental toxicologist at Colorado State University.
You do have the power to educate yourself and protect yourself to a certain extent. Just like the weather forecast is available on your phone, you can look at the outdoor smoke forecast. And I would also recommend, if you have the ability, you know, jump online and look at these low-cost air quality monitors. They're very accessible now. You can start to look for ways to make changes, like air purification systems. Have a plan to have masks, N95 masks in your home.
I'm Donna Water.